Okay, so you're in school and you're the type of student who is very concerned about the world and the role you want to play within it. But a lot of adults don't take you seriously, and some of your friends don't either. However, there is one important person who does. They could be a parent or a teacher, and that could be the key. In a way, an essay competition that's called What Matters is that key as well. It harnesses the ideas of young people, what matters most to them, and gives them a platform. Leanne Smith is a former diplomat and UN official, and Leanne is the new head of the Whitlam Institute, which runs the What Matters competition. And Leanne, do you have a memory of one of these adults who helped inspire you, mentor you, give your ideas some weight and gravitas?
Hi. Oh, look, absolutely. I think, as you said, most of us do. My first was a year six teacher who once told me that my creative writing was so good that I should never fill my mind with rubbish and never read Dolly magazine or anything like that. And she put me on a path to brilliant literature for the rest of my life. So she was one of them, for sure.
So you didn't read Dolly, you went on to Cosmopolitan instead.
Straight to the good stuff, yeah.
So tell us about the What Matters competition and what its aims are.
Oh, look, thank you. Look, the What Matters competition has been run out of the Whitlam Institute now for over 10 years. This year we're really excited because it's the first time we've had two winners. The judges simply couldn't choose between them. And the competition is run in four categories for kids starting in year 5, 6, all the way through to 11 and 12. So we've been doing it for a long time now, and we're learning all kinds of things about what kids care about. And I think particularly at a time, you know, in the context of the same-sex marriage postal vote, we're really feeling a sense that young people don't feel like their voices have influence or being heard in our democracy. So this is just one small way that they can do that.
And in fact, the kind of entries you get every year for What Matters flies in the face of those stereotypes that seem to be promulgated throughout the media, that young people are all self-obsessed and all they care about is smartphones and parties and, you know, maybe accessing craft beer. But it's a lot more than that. So what are some of the topics that were canvassed in this round of essays this year?
Yeah, sure. Look, the topics ranged from dreams to nature to the wearing of the hijab and identity and choice issues around that, Indigenous language, discrimination, the power of art, things as specific as privacy law and what that looks like in Australia now, and through to our environmental future. But if when I was going through the different topics that came up and I looked at the kind of themes that ran through most of them, the themes are really about issues of identity, about human rights and freedoms, this strong sense of the need for self-expression and a desire to engage and be active. And really they all had a common theme at the bottom of them, which was about humanity, who we are and what we care about.
Well, as we're talking about humanity, one of the award-winning essays from this year's What Matters is about that very point. And joining us, in fact, in the studio with you, Leanne, is Matty Schwartz, who is the co-winner. He's a Year 12 student at Hobart College. G'day, Matty.
Hi, Michael.
It's a great read. Congratulations on this. Let's give people, if we may, a sense of what you're talking about in your essay. I mean, I'll set the scene very quickly and say that you talk about sort of summer coming in Tasmania, you jump in a car and you go down some dirt roads and you hit the beaches and it's all sort of great life and times. But then you reflect on what that should mean for other people. If you wouldn't mind just reading out a paragraph from your essay.
Of course. There's something beautiful about the word humanity. In four syllables, we define not only our own existence, but who we really are, who we want to be, what matters to us beyond all else. It means empathy, goodwill, kindness, tenderness. It means acceptance, respect, love. It's what sets us apart, makes us special, defines our kind. It means us, and so it is that when those who come after us remember this generation, they won't tell stories about the coal mines we built or write songs about how safe our borders were. They'll remember us by our humanity.
Matty, when you wrote that, did it take you a long time?
It probably took me a couple of days. When I started writing it, I was kind of focusing, I was thinking about all these big issues that kind of really mattered to me, but I really struggled writing that. Like, I found it quite difficult to put that into words. And then I kind of came to the conclusion that in order to really capture what I wanted to, I needed to focus on my own experiences and the things that I love. So by connecting these big issues that I see us all having to face going into the future to these simple things in life that really make me happy. I think by kind of coming to that realization that I had to balance those two things, it made it a lot easier to write.
Maddie, I want to, if I may, play devil's advocate. I want to understand, were you compelled to enter this essay competition or was it a voluntary thing?
No, it was a voluntary thing. There was a poster on the wall at school and I was just walking past to my English class and I saw it and I thought, you know, I probably should. I think all of us sometimes should take the time to really think about what matters to us. And I thought, I'd like to be the kind of person who would take the time to do that. And I decided I thought it'd be a good thing to do. Not even really thinking about the possibility of winning it or anything, but just as something that I thought would be a good thing to do.
And are there other people you know at your school, friends, even just associates, colleagues, I call them colleagues because they're in your classes, do they feel the same? Are you a lone voice in thinking like this?
No, I don't think I'm a lone voice at all. I think some of my friends and some of the people who I spend time with are some of the most engaged, caring people I've ever met of any age. And I think a lot of us do feel that if there were more avenues and more ways that we could try to make a difference and be a voice for change, then there's a lot of us who would love to have that opportunity and really do have something to say about the way our future as a nation would go forward.
Leanne, let's come back to you because you've actually got an excerpt too from the other joint winner, which is from a Year 5-6 student, Anhar Karim from Greenacre Public School, and she's written a poem.
Yeah, Anhar is from Year 5. I think she was one of the youngest, if not the youngest, of the winners and runners-up who were with us yesterday out at the Whitlam Institute. So let me read you just a couple of stanzas from her beautiful poem.
Okay.
Boat moans, cries, and life-haunting screams. A petrifying journey. At last, arrived. Just another refugee in Australia. Missing her home and family, isolated, terrified, but alive. Her circumstances, her background, no English, being a refugee, being Syrian, no friends, so many limitations. Does her dream matter?
Just two stanzas from a much longer poem from Anhar Karim, which was the joint winner in this What Matters competition. Leanne, is Anhar writing that from experience?
I believe there's a lot of personal experience in her poem, but if you look at the poem more broadly, it references dreams of all kinds of Australians. She even references some of our former prime ministers in their opportunities and the experiences they've had. So she covers a very broad spectrum of Australian society through the poem.
Let's just remind people, this student is in Year 5.
She's
stepping into the shoes of a significant number of other people whose life experiences she hasn't shared. But when you read the poem, and you can because it's online, you will hear just how much empathy and insight Anhar has. No wonder she was a joint winner along with Maddie. It's just extraordinary stuff. I'm just wondering. Sorry, you were saying?
Sorry, I was just going to say, as part of the day yesterday, we had all of the kids and their parents out to the Institute and we had a wonderful writing session for them. And even in a couple of hours' time, these kids, none of them knew each other. They sat down together around a table. They looked at something and they all wrote the most beautiful creative writing you could imagine. And to hear the quality of the writing and the bigness, if I can use a terrible word, of the ideas coming out, it just gives you a strong sense of optimism.
Maddie, and I know this is horrible because all people older than you ask this dumb question, and I'm going to do it as well. What are your plans after school?
Look, I'm not completely decided yet. I think at the moment it's all coming up quite quickly, you know, having to enroll in universities and apply for universities and then with Year 12 exams and stuff coming up. But I've been thinking I'll probably take a year after I finish school just to kind of travel around and really figure out what I want to do, what direction I want to take my life, and then... Yeah, probably go to uni. That's the most likely plan.
And when he finishes uni, he can come work with us at the Institute.
There's a cunning plan in place there. I can feel it, Maddie. But in the immediate term, Leanne, what do people who are successful in this competition get from the Institute?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, they all get to come together here out at Western Sydney University at the beautiful Whitlam Institute in the Female Orphan School. But also for the runners-up and the winners, there are several different prizes, some of them cash prizes, some of them iPads and things, but also the opportunity to participate in a range of different writing programs with different organisations. So there's a follow-on for them in terms of being able to pursue their writing to some extent. I wanted to just say that the What Matters program is part of the Whitlam Institute's civics education program. So in addition to the What Matters competition, which happens every year, we also run two different programs about civics for primary and secondary school children. And it's really about helping them follow that journey around civics into what our institutions of government are and how they operate, and really trying to give them a stronger sense of their own agency and voice and how they can put it to good use.
Which is, of course, part of the legacy left behind by Gough Whitlam through the Institute.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah. And as the new head of the Institute, you come, Leanne, with an amazing wealth of international experience. You've spent something like 16 years overseas working for the United Nations in both New York and Afghanistan. How do you then bring those experiences into what you're doing now?
Look, like so many Australians who pick up and go abroad to see the world and see what else is out there, I think of all of us want to come home at some point and try and find ways to contribute what we've learnt or discovered to our own community and our own societies, and that's certainly the case for me. You know, when Gough Whitlam was establishing the Whitlam Institute with, as it was then, the University of Western Sydney back in 2000, part of his vision for the Institute was that it would continue, and I'm going to quote him now, the great and continuing work of creating a more equal, open, tolerant and independent Australia. Now, I don't know about you, but I can get behind that 100%. So it's really the kind of space where I think we can open up the debate and dialogue around the challenges that face Australia and Australia's place in the world, and I'm really looking forward to sinking my teeth into doing that.
It sounds great. And I should mention too that the essay competition this year, I think, was extended to three states. You're planning to go national, though, at some stage.
It's our dream. This year we had the highest number of entries, over 4,000 entries across New South Wales, the ACT and Tasmania. I personally would really love to see this be a national writing competition. I think the wealth of ideas we would discover, and maybe some of the trends of thinking that young people are having, could be really valuable for us all to spend more time reading and listening to.
I couldn't agree more. Leanne, thank you for that. And Maddie, congratulations on being joint winner this year. All the best for the future. You are carrying the hopes and dreams of a nation, so no pressure.
Oh, no pressure at all. Thanks very much, Michael.
That's
thank you.
My pleasure. And it's been great to speak to both of you.